saw last watched the last 15 minutes of a Andy Griffith episode. And it was an episode where Thelma Lou tried to make Barney jealous, you know. Anyway, to make the long story short, they ended up getting together, you know. Finally getting together. And so kind of brought tears to my eyes, because those old shows are back to, like, the pure days, the pure days, you know. And I know that it was never like that in this earth. But it gives you that feeling of when you're a child, when you're younger, you know, things always worked out. People finally admitted, apologized, looked for the truth, looked for what's right, wanted to do what's right, you know. And today it's almost like everything that you look at and you watch is just lies and con games and the world, the flesh, and the prior life. No matter what you turn on, the radio, the music, the TV, the TV shows, it's just a corrupt culture. The whole culture is corrupt, and it's because of the heart of man. There's going to be pockets where you might see a wholesome thing, but the other day I was up in another city, a small town, kind of like the Andy Griffith show set up, and I pull up to this parking lot, take a little break, and there's this man and this woman with some flooring on the back of the truck. And you thought, oh, they're building their house. You look at the situation, you thought, this is kind of like, this town reminds me of the Andy Griffith show. And I didn't think that at the time, but it reminded me of the old-fashioned days, you know. Went through a drive-thru, and they were nice and kind and helpful and fast. You know, they got the job done fast. And then you see this couple buying some flooring to put in their house, you know. So you're sitting there thinking, this is the way life should be. And the next thing you know, the lady's around the side truck yelling at him, screaming at him, calling him names. You know, I guess this is his wife, you know. And it's like, okay. They have a perfect picture, perfect environment, perfect city. Brand new truck, new flooring. They're remodeling their house, and they're sitting there arguing. And you're like, well, my whole worldview was destroyed because this little small town looked like it was perfect compared to this big city. Small town to a big city. And it's like, man, outward show. And so it's almost always, 99% of the time, when you're dealing with people, it doesn't take long, and it's back to the flesh mind. They got everything. New car, trailer, new floor, husband and wife, probably a real nice house. They got everything, but they're fighting. They're putting a floor down, but they're arguing and fighting, calling each other names, and they got it made. If they would just step back. Now, one of them's probably a narcissist, and the other one's just fed up, and one tries to make the other one crazy, you know, who knows. It's usually about money. One's trying to improve the house so they can steal the house, and the greed leads to what? Envy, and eventually, if it's bad enough, it leads to murder, you know. Greed can end up leading a person to murder.
so you can build a Garden of Eden. But if the heart ain't right, nothing's right. You can put somebody in the Garden of Eden, a nice home, nice job, nice environment, perfect environment, but if their heart ain't right, they destroy the garden. It's happening today. You put people in a Garden of Eden, and they destroy it with their flesh mind, their selfishness, their greed, their do it their way. I'm gonna be my own God. I'm gonna be my own goddess. I'm gonna go my way. I'm not gonna do it God's way. I'm gonna do it my way. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit as unto the Lord. They have the perfect Garden of Eden. They got food, they got a refrigerator, they got clothes, they got a bed to sleep in, they got hot water, they got air conditioning, they got a roof over their head, they got two cars in their driveway. And they on the outside, it looks like the Garden of Eden, right? But on the inside is hell, hell on earth, because their heart ain't right and they're not doing their roles and their responsibilities. The men are playing video games, sitting around, drinking, instead of working, providing, getting out of debt. They're both saying, I want this stuff, I want this extra stuff, and go in debt. The woman's, all her girlfriends say, let's go party. Instead of being at home, being a housewife, all her girlfriends telling her to go be her own person. She don't need that man. You just need a baby daddy. So their heart ain't right. And so they got the Garden of Eden, but they're still not happy because their heart ain't right. The Garden of Eden, they don't want to do their role. They don't want to take responsibility. They just want to be their own goddess or God. It's pretty pathetic, to be honest with you. It makes me want to throw up when I see a Jezebel or a Delilah or a... I actually saw this recently where I saw the woman's doing a job health-wise. She can only do a job by phone, what do you call it, doing phone work, you know, telework or whatever it's called. And the man's sitting there playing games while she's working, playing video games. Stupid, ridiculous, insanity, people. Everybody needs a break, but this, we're talking about stuff that's keep happening day after day after day after day. And some of it has to do with the food, the sugar that's in all the food, the microwaves, the chemtrails. It's messing with people. But God is allowing it. But when you wake up, see, He gave you a water vessel to, it's hard for them to kill your body. Because it's a water vessel, you know? It's hard to kill water, right? If you're 75% water, 70 to 75 maybe, it's hard for them to take you out. As long as you keep hydrating your body, it's going to rejuvenate, right? So it's hard for them to take you out, you know? That's why they want you drinking caffeine and sugar and drying out your organs, you know? If you can put some water in your organs, magnesium citrate, get some organs in your body, you'll start to feel better. I mean, get some water in your organs. Get some water in your body, aka your organs, and you'll start to feel better. Magnesium citrate. Cut back sugar. Stay hydrated. If you have to. There's some stuff you can put on your skin to keep the moisture in your skin. What is it? You know moisture is going to lead through the skin. What was it that I was studying about? Some kind of oils. Natural oils or something. Anyway, everybody's under MK Ultra mind control. Not only is it being done by them, by the government to them, they're doing it to themselves. And it's hard to break the cycle, because when you really try to start to get healthy, the people around you are unhealthy. So you're trying to get healthy, body, soul, and spirit. And everybody around you loves the death cult, and they want to stay unhealthy, and you're rubbing shoulders with them. And you're like, come on. They keep trying to pull you back into Disneyland, you know?